banking, insurance, they don't actually come up until mid-July. So I could easily see President Trump saying, I'm going to leave a window for the next 2 months. And if the Europeans can come back to me with a better deal by then I won't have to actually put these additional sanctions back.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street as we are about halfway through the trading day on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial is down just over 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
A light earthquake was felt widely in Southern California before dawn today, but there were no reports of any damage. The magnitude 4.5 tremor occurred at 4:49 a.m. local time, beneath the rugged San Bernardino Mountain Inland Range, which is 100 miles east of Los Angeles and about 100 miles north of San Diego. Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will be the next president of the NRA. That's what the organization said yesterday in a statement. Today, Colonel North joined Fox News to talk about what he hopes to accomplish as president of the NRA.
My purpose is to, I'm the quick reaction force, I guess is the best way of putting it. We've got a message to get out to the American people. It's a very straightforward message. The NRA was created in 1871 to teach the safe handling of firearms, marksmanship, and protection of the Second Amendment. It's very simple.
We're
not out to take anything from anybody. What we want to do is help everybody keep their freedom.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Donald Trump recently announced that Dr. Oz would be on the President's Council of Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Dr. Oz was also active in former President Barack Obama's administration regarding fitness and nutrition. He explains why this is so important to him and what he hopes to accomplish.
I've been involved with kids and health care for 15 years. We started Health Corps, our big kids foundation, that long ago. And I've been passionate about the fact that we see children as the weakness of our society when it comes to health, and they're not. And when you actually look into it, we have programs at Health Corps, which I hope to be able to spread even more aggressively now that we have a platform, that have been proven to help young people lose weight, learn what to do, including getting the right kind of physical activity, eating the right foods. You think it's rocket science? It's not.
No.
And advertisers go after young people because they know they'll translate content to action.
Dr. Oz also discusses why kids are so important to America.
Well, I've been actively invested. I was involved in the prior administration as well. I think all of us who have the bully pulpit to speak about issues of health need to get the message out there. We are losing the battle with our children.
The least watched primetime program on Fox News drew more viewers than its most watched counterpart on CNN. Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream drew an average of 1.5 billion viewers during the month of April. That's according to Nielsen. Now, CNN's most watched show was Anderson Cooper 360, which had an average audience of 1.1 million people. And finally, back on this date in 1794, the United States Post Office was established. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterton Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! We're talking about our southern border and rules of engagement today. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Oh, and May is National Military Appreciation Month. Google that or something and find out all the good things that go on this month, including Armed Forces Day and, of course, Memorial Day. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Well, this past weekend, I was in Utah and had the good fortune to meet Carl Repke. He'll be one of the announcers at the DoD Warrior Games at the Air Force Academy this June 2nd through the 9th. For more info, check out dodwarriorgames.com. And stay tuned to Frontlines of Freedom in the coming weeks for a very cool interview with Carl Repke, who was also a member of the USA Luge team from 1983 to 1988, and was the U.S. Luge National Masters Champion in 2008 and 2009. I guess you could say that Carl has the need.
The need for speed. Ow!
Hey, good to hear. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks, well, healthy. He's back from sick call. We'll hear from him when he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking like you've been out shooting.
Oh, I have. That's always a good day. I was out on the range all day Saturday shooting. And then all day Sunday shooting. But on Friday night, my wife and I went on a very romantic date.
Oh, you smooth-talking Marine.
Oh, yeah. You know, normally she likes to go to, like, the opera or the ballet or something like that.
Yeah. So what did you take her to?
Well, this time I thought, let's go move in a little different direction. So I took her to a seminar from John Correa from Active Self-Protection titled Lessons from 13,000 Gunfights. And it was everything I hoped and dreamed it would be.
And it was at everything she hoped and dreamed
of. Oh, boy, we could have had candlelight, wine, cheese, everything. It would have been. It was very romantic.
And you're still happily married?
Yes, and we are still happily married.
That's right. Your wife does carry, too, doesn't she?
That's right. She does. She can handle me.
Well, here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss the strife between Iran and Israel in Syria. Retired Navy Captain Joe John will join us then to discuss security on our southern border. And then we're going to begin the review of an absolutely amazing book written by Beau Gagliano, Fighting Today's Wars. The goal of this book is to discuss the conditions that we should require before we commit our nation to combat anywhere in the world. We'll continue to review this book during the next 3 weeks. Everyone needs to understand the lessons in this book. And finally, we're going to learn about our nation's Medal of Honor Museum.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to the show. Please do send us your ideas and comments through the website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. Lead out, Josh.
Now here's something that's good for America that even the mainstream media covered. A week ago, the Senate narrowly confirmed Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State. and he is now the top U.S. diplomat, just as President Trump faces high-risk moments on Iran and North Korea. Pompeo had been the CIA director and is also a former Kansas congressman, and is expected to guide Trump's foreign policy in a more right-leaning direction than his predecessor. He inherits a State Department and diplomatic corps that is deeply demoralized after a tumultuous first year under Tillerson, who pushed budget and staff cuts and avoided public appearances. A long list of pressing issues awaits Pompeo, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and Trump's upcoming summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Previously confirmed by the Senate for the CIA job, Pompeo was supported by all the Republican senators and by six Democrats. The Democrats included several up for re-election in conservative-leaning states. In the run-up to Pompeo's confirmation, his backers emphasized his resume as a West Point and Harvard Law School graduate and former congressman who enjoys a close relationship with Trump, particularly on North Korea. Pompeo, as CIA director, traveled to Pyongyang over the Easter weekend after being nominated for Secretary of State. In the North Korean capital, he met with leader Kim Jong-un ahead of the planned meeting with Trump, expected in late May or early June. Moments before Pompeo was confirmed, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, said on the Senate floor, quote, "He's the perfect person to come in at this time and lead those efforts," end quote, regarding North Korea.
America is in better shape to have this fine man and proven leader in this key spot. And I'm not just saying this because he's a fellow West Pointer.
Speaking of people being confirmed by the Senate and moving into office last week, joining Secretary of State Pompeo last week, Rick Grenell was also confirmed as the U.S. ambassador to Germany at the same time. This just in time for the visit by Germany's leader, Angela Merkel. Rick was a longtime supporter of Front Lines of Freedom and was a frequent guest, sharing his insights on foreign policy. With his newfound responsibilities, we'll miss Rick as a show guest, but our loss makes our nation much better off.
We'll certainly miss Rick on the show, but he's highly qualified for this job, and the position is vital. Germany is the largest and most wealthy nation in Western Europe, and they're pulling away from us. Go get them, Rick.
The United States and South Korea briefly stopped training for war during the historic peace summit in Panmunjom between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. South Korean defense officials said the annual Full Eagle and Key Resolve exercises were suspended while the two leaders met in the demilitarized zone. Pentagon officials confirmed that Full Eagle, consisting of major land, sea, and air exercises, and Key Resolve, a computerized command and control war game, were paused for the summit, but were continued after the summit. Full Eagle, often called the world's largest military exercise because it involves more than 200,000 troops, has routinely been denounced by North Korea in the past as practice for an invasion. But the North's usually bombastic news outlets have toned down the rhetoric this year. The exercises were postponed by Defense Secretary Mattis in February to avoid political fallout during the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, where North Korea participated in the Games. In addition to the postponement, Full Eagle was significantly shortened and scaled back. The exercise in the past has usually lasted 2 months, but this year's version began in early April and is scheduled to conclude about now, well ahead of the proposed Trump-Kim summit in late May or early June. Previous iterations of Full Eagle also included U.S. aircraft carriers, but the main naval contingent this year is from the amphibious assault ship WASP's Amphibious Ready Group. Last year's Full Eagle was the largest ever between the two allies, with 290,000 South Korean troops and 15,000 U.S. troops participating. The two-month Full Eagle 2017 exercise began in March, during a period of high tension on the peninsula immediately after a North Korean ballistic missile launch. This year, North Korea has pledged to suspend missile launches leading up to the meeting with Trump.
I'm glad the two Korean leaders have met and talked and are now saying positive things. However, the North's leader is totally unreliable. The threat is still very high there. The North has long been working to get the South to ask our forces to leave, probably with the intent of invading once we leave. North Korea is a nuclear threat to our nation.
Also a week ago, President Trump welcomed a group of wounded soldiers to the White House and declared his administration will support soldiers and veterans every single day, now and always. Trump met with the group to kick off the annual Soldier Ride. The Wounded Warrior Project sponsors the four-day event in the Washington area to inspire service members with injuries and disabilities. Trump said the U.S. was in the eternal debt of every service member standing behind him at the White House. He also noted that April was the fourth anniversary of a scandal at a Veterans Affairs hospital in Phoenix, in which some veterans died while waiting for appointments.
And that's the news. Folks, you know I'm a decorated combat veteran. During my time in combat in Vietnam, I led and encouraged my troops to kill the enemy. That's why we were there. But over the past about 9 years, some of our troops have been jailed for doing that. United American Patriots works to free those prisoners. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk about securing our southern border. At ease, troops, take a break.
May is National Armed Forces Month, and while Spartan Ash is committed to serving our military heroes throughout the year, we want to say a special thanks this May to all those presently serving in our military and to their families as well.
As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. military commissaries around the world, it's our privilege to serve those who served through the commissaries and at our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Criminals love the cover of darkness. It hides them and provides a tactical advantage and cover for them to launch an attack. Avoid dark alleys and unlit parking lots. When possible, always park under a light and avoid areas with a reputation for high crime. Remember, if you can't see the bad guy, then you can't avoid his ambush. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Indrelin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joy Yawakim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, honor, and remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. I don't think there's any doubt that our only reliable ally in the Middle East, and maybe in the world, is Israel. There should be little doubt that Iran hates us and is totally committed to the destruction of Israel. They make that clear in both word and deed. Both Iran and Israel are very interested in the war that has been going on in Syria. Syria is a puppet state of both Russia and Iran. Both support President al-Assad for different reasons. The Russians have their only naval base in the Mediterranean Sea in Syria. And Iran wants to use Syria as a bridge to move weapons and ammunition to Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations committed to destroy Israel. Israel has watched that war as different factions committed to the destruction of Israel have been killing each other. Israel has intervened only when they saw a threat moving toward them. Now, however, the rumblings of open conflict between Israel and Iran in Syria are growing louder. When President Trump launched his missile salvo against Syria, it came on the heels of a suspected April 9th Israeli strike on an Iranian facility at a Syrian airbase, which drew howls of condemnation from Moscow and Tehran. Although Israel didn't acknowledge its responsibility for the attack, it fit a familiar pattern. Since 2012, the Israelis are believed to have launched well over 100 strikes on suspected Iranian-linked positions in Syria. Israel officials privately argue that these measures are necessary to prevent a permanent Iranian threat on their borders and stymie the flow of weapons to Iran's Lebanese proxy, Hezbollah. And folks, that's very true. Both Israel and Iran's governments have made it clear that they are not looking for strife with the other country at the moment. Still, Iran's foreign minister warned that Israel is playing a risky game. Quote, "They should expect that if they continue to violate territorial integrity of other states, there'll be consequences," he said. Quote, "The easiest answer would be to stop these acts of aggression, to stop these incursions." But the Israelis have made it clear that an entrenched Iranian presence in Syria marks a new red line. They point out new threats of Iranian drones, particularly armed with explosives, entering Israeli airspace, as well as the old threat of rockets launched from southern Lebanon. The April 9th strike, according to one account, was Israel's first direct attack on Iranian equipment and personnel and killed a senior Iranian drone commander. Recently, the Israeli military leaked details and satellite images of the existence of an Iranian air force in Syria, including civilian planes they claim were ferrying shipments of arms. The leak was supposed to signal to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the powerful military organization that dominates Iran's foreign policy decisions, that Israel had new targets already in its sights should the Iranians or their proxies attack. From the Iranian perspective, their presence in Syria is a legitimate defense of their ally. Anyway, the deepening tensions comes at a time of growing discontent within Iran. A tanking economy has prompted Iranian President Rouhani to complain about the costly war effort in Syria. But the prospect of a broader confrontation with Israel and the likely upcoming drama over Iran's nuclear deal with world powers just might persuade the regime's hardliners there's time to circle the wagons. We'll see. This shadow war has come to light after the decision by Iranian leadership to establish permanent bases in Syria. However, many leaders in Iran, including the country's president, would prefer to invest in Iran's domestic economy, the funds these bases will cost. But the Republican Guard has the ear of the nation's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and it wants to exploit its investment it's made propping up the Assad regime for the past 7 years. Well, the way forward is treacherous. Quote, "Iran is determined to entrench its positions in Syria, and Israel is determined to prevent them," said Amos Yadlin, a former commander of Israeli military intelligence. He suggests that Russia, whose forces help prop up the regime's air defenses and whose diplomats are key to both the Iranians and the Israelis, will play a critical role. But recent events suggest that the Russians have limited influence over Iran and are more concerned about reinforcing the Syrian regime. At the same time, some foreign policy figures in Washington seem keen on letting Israel continue its covert campaign against the Iranians. They see Israeli strikes as necessary at a time when President Trump wants to disengage from the Syrian conflict and outsource the stabilization of the country to Iran's Sunni Arab rivals. But other experts contend that this does not amount to a real strategy, and some caution against alienating allies by pulling out of the Iranian nuclear deal. So, what should America's role be in all of this? Since we can't stop or influence the regional strife and hatred, our only hope should be doing whatever is necessary to support Israel. And those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
During a ceremony honoring the Army football team, Trump praised the players as representatives of the five proud branches of the military, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard. And then Trump added, quote, "We're actually thinking of a sixth. That would be the Space Force." Does that make any sense? We are getting very big in space, both militarily and for other reasons, and we're seriously thinking of a Space Force. And in March, at a similar military type event at Miramar Air Station in California, Trump said his new national security strategy, quote, "recognize that space is a warfighting domain just like land, air, and sea," adding that we may even have a Space Force one day. You know, it's been more than 70 years since Congress created a new military branch. In 1947, lawmakers approved separating some of the Army aviation missions into a newly formed Air Force in order to help prioritize research and military response in that domain. The idea is that America's military has become ever more dependent on satellites for communications, intelligence, and navigation, and that it must have a dedicated branch to best counter foes like Russia and China, who are already working to exploit that vulnerability. U.S. military officials have acknowledged that America's adversaries have caught up to it in space, but a classified report paints an even more troubling picture. Congressman Mike Rogers, chairman of House Strategic Forces, said, quote, "There'd be a hue and cry in the American public to fix the situation if they knew how bad things were and what we've allowed Russia and China to do." However, the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act basically killed the idea of creating a Space Corps, but it also opened the door for future discussion. The bill requires the Deputy Defense Secretary to have an independent organization, and not the Air Force, to develop a roadmap to establish a separate military department for space rather than a military service within the Department of Air Force, and that it would encompass national security space rather than just Air Force space. There was a great comment by Jason Rutledge on military.com about this. He said, "I, for one, regret the short-sightedness of not establishing a Space Corps. It's painfully obvious that space is a domain uniquely its own and thus needs an armed services dedicated to it. America was once a pioneer in space exploration and had potential to exploit the resources and opportunities found there for the sake of democracy and humanity. We must take space warfare seriously and move to establish a Space Corps." On the other hand, in a funny reference to the Star Wars movies, Air Force General John Hyten said he had a boss tell him one time, quote, "You don't need a Space Corps until we've got X-Wing fighters." You know, I personally expect to see much more discussion and political fighting on this in the years to come, so I don't think we're going to see a sixth branch in the military anytime soon. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. You're an amazing guy. I really appreciate you. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk protecting our southern border with Captain Joe John. And then we'll begin a review of the book Fighting Today's Wars as we look at principles our nation should follow for all future wars. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the front lines of freedom. I'll be right back. Hey, troops, we're doing pull-ups. Do 25, then stand at ease. United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
USA Radio News.
At 2 o'clock Eastern Time, we're expected to hear from President Trump regarding the Iran nuclear deal and whether the United States will stay in or pull out of that deal. Ian Bremmer is the president of the Eurasia Group. He says the president does have one other option.
The only sanctions that are due up today are oil sanctions. And the other sanctions, very important, energy sector, shipping, banking, insurance, they don't actually come up until mid-July. So I could easily see President Trump saying, I'm going to leave a window for the next 2 months. And if the Europeans can come back to me with a better deal by then I won't have to actually put these additional sanctions back.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street as we are about halfway through the trading day on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial is down just over 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show retired Navy Captain Joe John. Besides his naval service, Joe served with law enforcement and a bunch of other stuff, and he's the founder of Combat Veterans for Congress, a group that I totally support. So as much as anybody I know, he understands how government works and how politics works. So welcome back. Well, I should say welcome aboard, right, Joe?
Right. It's good to be back with you, Denny.
Joe, give us a quick review of your naval service and the other things you've done in law enforcement and other stuff.
Well, I graduated from the Naval Academy, and then during the Vietnam conflict, had 3 tours of duty in Vietnam, and came back and got an MBA at Harvard, and then continued my service with eventually ending up working with SEAL teams and made 5 counterterrorist operations with SEAL teams, and subsequently left the Navy and went to work for the Department of Homeland Security when it was just being stood up. And then from there, I got recruited from that position to the FBI, and I was with the FBI in counterterrorist intelligence. And now I am working on an organization called the Combat Veterans for Congress. We've reviewed the backgrounds on 499 combat veterans over the last 9 years. We endorsed 117 of them, and 32 of them were elected to Congress, 3 senators and 29 congressmen. This year, we've endorsed 27 combat veterans for Congress, and by the midterm elections, we expect to have endorsed 35 combat veterans to run for Congress this year.
And troops, you know we need combat veterans in Congress. That way, we won't get stupid laws that with rules of engagement that put our troops in prison for killing the enemy in combat and all that kind of stupidity. We need combat veterans in Congress. Even if you aren't a veteran, we need combat veterans for Congress. So, needless to say, Joe and I totally agree in that area. Okay, let's get to topic, our southern border. It makes no sense to me that we do not have controlled borders. We are a nation of laws. We're a constitutional republic, which means our nation is based on laws, the Constitution, and we have laws to control who may and may not enter our nation. If any law can be ignored at will, then all laws can be ignored at will. That makes sense, Joe?
That's correct.
Okay, so describe the challenge. Is it all 2,000 miles to the southern border or what?
Well, the challenge is we're the only country in the world that doesn't have a border. We're absolutely the only country in the world that doesn't have an enforced border. Look at what Mexico does at its border. We had one Marine who didn't intentionally violate the Mexican border. He drove across it unintentionally, and they kept him in jail for 6 months. I mean, we have thousands of people coming across the border every month, and there's no way to stop them. We have to do what the Saudis have done, what the Israelis have done, what they did in Berlin. We need a wall. Need a wall so that people can come through the wall, through an opening in the wall that allows people to come in to work, people who work for farmers, people who want to come in and work during the day and go back across the border. There are ways that Governor Ronald Reagan controlled the southern border when he was the governor. And we have to go back to that policy.
Yeah, basically, it's our door to our house, and some people we want to allow in for all kinds of reasons, immigration, everything else. Some people we want to allow in because they want to work here and we need them. Some people we want to allow in because they want to go to school here and then leave. And some people we don't want to allow in, and it's our call. Is that reasonable?
That's very reasonable. As I said, this is the only country in the world that doesn't have a border. We don't have a border.
By that, you mean a border that's defended. Because as you pointed out, the southern border of Mexico is a wall that would make the Berlin Wall look cheap.
That's correct. We don't enforce our border. And there's a large group of Democrats and Republicans in Congress who refuse to pass proper legislation to control the border.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, when we're discussing securing our southern border with Captain Joe John. You know, it's fine to be compassionate and help those in need, but first we have to take care of our own people, like our older citizens, like our veterans, and our nation is in serious debt. Indeed, our last president doubled our national debt, and there's nothing to show for it. And we have to pay more money to pay the interest on the debt that we have. So our nation is really broke. And remember in 1990 when the Soviet Union spent itself to death, like we might be doing? It just folded. We can't keep giving money away that we don't have. Joe, that means we've got to control who comes into our country, because everybody who comes in, virtually all of them suddenly end up on welfare of some kind. Am I right?
That's correct. The world has billions of people who are in need, who have medical needs, who are destitute, who are being persecuted. The United States cannot bring in 2 or 3 billion people. Your charity begins at home. We've got a lot of people sleeping on the street, a lot of veterans, homeless veterans, as you said, a lot of elderly people who need support, who are struggling. There's an organization here giving food to the animals of elderly people because they were not eating their food. They were giving it to their pets. I mean, the country has to look out for its own people first. And we are also the only country in the world that accepts 1 million immigrants a year. We already accept 1 million immigrants a year. You just can't keep doing what we're doing.
Okay, Joe, if we're not going to, how do we stop?
We have to pass the proper legislation to plug the holes in the immigration rules and regulations. That's the first step. Unfortunately, the Democrats and Republicans both don't want to do that. Democrats don't want to do it because they want to bring these people in and register them as Democrats. Republicans don't want to do it because they want to bring in cheap labor for a business. And it's really unfortunate. The chairman of the Senate, McConnell, is the biggest violator of that. And thank God we got rid of Ryan, because he was also doing the same thing. he's retiring this year. Couldn't ask for a better thing to happen to our Congress to get rid of Ryan.
Okay, so we have to close the borders. The president has looked at some walls that could be built along there. We do have some walls, and there's stories of gazillions of tunnels. Mechanically, if somebody suddenly made you king of the southern border, seal it, how would you do it?
The president had 11 walls, prototypes built at the southern border, and they selected one, which also prevented tunnels and prevented people from scaling the walls. We should fund that wall. Unfortunately, the Congress refuses to do it. Democrats and Republicans refuse to do it. The American people should throw out anybody who voted against building a wall and bring in people who agree that we should have a secure border.
Well, I certainly don't have any problem with that. And indeed, there's a lot more to discuss about this, and Joe and I are going to continue this conversation in a bit. But Joe, the bottom line here is, it's bad for our country, as is it's tearing us apart, to have an unsecure southern border. By the way, just as a quick question in our last few seconds, our northern border's not secure either, is it?
No, but we don't have that kind of problem because it's more difficult to come through Canada than it is through Mexico, because the Mexicans help quite a few of the people coming through. And the people coming through are terrorists. We average about 3 or 4 terrorists a day who come through the southern border. We got massive drugs coming into the border, white slavery coming into the border. Many diseases are coming through the border because they no longer require these immigrants to stay in secure areas for 30 to 60 days to make sure they don't have any diseases. It's just a sieve. It's terrible.
Okay. And Joe and I will continue this conversation when we come back. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. Hey, that's how many I've done already today. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Do you know about the Skyball? It's something the Air Power Foundation puts on to help them do wonderful things for our active military, Guard and Reserves, veterans, and their families, and especially for the families who have lost a parent in combat. How can you not love this outfit? Well, we'll be working with them to help them accomplish their mission. So stay tuned to Frontlines of Freedom over the next weeks. We'll be giving you more and more information about how you can be involved and help.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Captain Joe John about our southern border. So, Joe, we need to secure our southern border, and you believe that a wall is a good solution. In the interim, we've got some National Guardsmen involved. Is that a good idea?
It's an excellent idea if they're being handled properly. I understand the National Guardsmen in California are being treated a little differently than the National Guardsmen in the other states because of Jerry Brown's reluctance to have them prevent illegal immigrants from coming into California. But yes, the Border Patrolmen need backup in many ways to handle the computers, to handle the vehicles, to give people a break so they can go on lunch times. And we could probably easily double the Border Patrol force in this country and still not have enough Border Patrolmen.
Okay. Now, we're not dealing with enemies here. So the National Guard, well, they should be armed in order to protect themselves because some of the illegals are armed and willing to shoot. What can they do?
They can't arrest anybody. Just like in the Navy, when we interdicted drugs coming across on fast motorboats, we had to have Coast Guardmen on board the Navy ships who could arrest these people. A sailor or a naval officer can't arrest someone, but a Coast Guardman can because they're part of law enforcement. Same thing with the National Guardsmen. They can't arrest anybody, but Border Patrol can because they are law enforcement. So maybe that regulation should be modified with a certain amount of allowing the National Guardsmen to detain people, not necessarily arrest them, but detain them. This is another issue that the Republican and Democrats and Congress are not allowing our government to do.
That sounds absolutely insane. I don't get it. Obviously, you don't get it either. But walls do work. You mentioned a couple of them. The Iron Curtain certainly was a wall. Israel uses walls. Mexico uses walls. What is there about walls that people find nasty, dirty, inappropriate, terrible?
Well, if the walls are protected properly with lighting and towers and roving security, they're very hard to penetrate. And it's proven over the last 50 years, as we have seen in the Iron Curtain in many places. If you have a wide open field with just a fence, it's very easy to penetrate, especially in the evenings. So your wall works, and but Wall of China. I mean, we could go back 2,000 years and talk about walls. They do work.
Well, clearly they do. And on the other hand, somehow they're seen as evil along our southern border. You know, I used to joke that I'm going to run for Congress or president, and if elected, I'm going to move all the prisons in the United States along the southern border, and the prisoners are going to dig a river along our southern border. And then we're going to let it fill from both ends. And one, that'll keep people want to go to prison to hang out. And two, it'll defend our southern border. I never really meant that seriously, but that not a bad idea. But we do have to do it because you pointed out there's disease, white slavery. By the way, that's prostitution, bringing slaves in, women as slaves to be sold as prostitutes. the disease. We're not doing anything like that. And on top of that, we're giving them welfare, virtually anybody who asked for it, not to mention terrorists. How can anybody think this is a good idea?
Well, you know, Congress is corrupt. I'm trying to get good people into Congress who fight the fight. And unfortunately, we have, there's 80 members of Congress in the Progressive Caucus who are supporting Cuba, supporting illegal immigration, supporting many things that are negatively affecting our nation. And I'm trying to get some good people into Congress to fight the battle. It's something that many people just don't pay attention to and go about their business. We don't do that. We try to make a difference.
Well, we have to, because it's our country. I mean, this is crazy. This is Colonel Danny Gilliman, Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing our southern border with Captain Joe John. Joe, it's our back door. When people tell me they really think we should have an open border, I tell them, do you leave your house front and back doors not only unlocked but wide open? And anybody who wants to come in is welcome to take any bed, eat any food, and stay as long as they wish without compensation or even your permission, because that's just how you are. And if the answer is not yes to that, then why should the United States be like that? Is that a fair parallel?
It's an excellent parallel. If you talk to any of the farmers or people who live on the border, they're frightened every evening. They have dogs that bark all night as people are coming through their property. They're well-armed to protect their families. Their products are stolen. It's a terrible situation, especially with people living on the border.
And apparently we don't care. That's beyond crazy. So a reasonable solution would be to, one, immediately significantly increase the number of, well, probably first we need a law that we're going to enforce. We've got laws already that say that you have to be legal to immigrate, but apparently we're not obeying those laws.
Well, the laws are being gamed by the human smugglers. And there are holes in the law that can be plugged up in Congress because judges have passed rulings that have made some of the laws ineffective. Like, for instance, these 150 people coming in across the border right now, the maximum time they are allowed to be detained is 30 days. That was a ruling of one judge and didn't pass that law through Congress. He had a ruling on the bench. That's crazy. If they can't determine who this person is in 30 days, they have to let them go. That's insane. But there are many issues like that with immigration laws that have to be plugged up by the Congress, but the Congress refuses to work. I'm glad we're getting rid of Ryan, and we should get rid of McConnell. Both of those people are supporting the open borders, and they're doing it very sophisticatedly. And, of course, the Democrats are doing it, too, so they're working together.
So the call to action is for all American citizens to get involved in your government. Guess what? Who your congressmen and U.S. senators are is more important than the next football game, basketball game, whatever. It's more important than stuff like that. We need to pay attention to it because it's our country. And if we don't take care of it, it is going to fall apart, because it is now falling apart as illegals, prostitutes, criminals, drug addicts, drug smugglers, terrorists walk into our country and we give them welfare, which is raising your taxes. This is insane. We have to hold our congressmen and our senators accountable, and not just write them a letter once, but every week. What are you doing on this? Why aren't you moving faster? What's going on? That's an irresponsible adult. Joe, do you agree with that?
I agree. And you can put an awful lot of pressure on between now and November. Phone calls, emails, letters. Get your friends to work with this. If you're a part of a coalition of conservatives or Republicans or Second Amendment groups or various groups, collectively you can put an awful lot of pressure on your congressmen to stay on them to deal with this issue.
Joe, take 30 seconds and remind us about Combat Veterans for Congress and how people can plug in. And it's combatveteransforcongress.org?
That's correct. If you go on that website, you can see who we've endorsed. You can see who the alumni are, people who have been elected and retired, or people who have been endorsed and haven't been elected. You can also see who the members of the board of directors are. An important page on that website is Endorsee PAC page. That's a list of people who have endorsed our efforts over the last 9 years. It's a very impressive list of people, POWs, Medal of Honor winners, congressmen, senators, governors, presidential candidates, and members from all the service academies, alumni of all the service academies. Denny's on that list, and many other people are on that list. And take a look at it. Law enforcement, Hollywood celebrities. You should try to help us. If you give a small donation, you'll be listed along with all those American patriots on that page. If there's a combat veteran running in your congressional district, give them support. Or if there's someone running close to you, try to encourage people in that district to give them support. We need to get more people in Congress who are combat veterans.
And it's combatveteransforcongress.org?
That's correct.
Thank you, Joe, for joining us today. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. I appreciate you, Pat.
And thank you, Denny, for your service to our country. And for all of you who don't know, Denny has been awarded 2 Silver Stars for courage in combat. And he's a true combat hero, in my view.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, troops, here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. A Navajo code talker who used his native language to confound the Japanese in World War II has died. The Navajo Nation says Roy Hawthorne Sr. died late last month. He was 92. Hawthorne enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps at 17 and became part of a famed group of Navajos who transmitted hundreds of messages in their language without error. The code was never broken. Hawthorne was one of the most visible survivors of the group. He appeared in public events and served as vice president of a group representing the men. He never considered himself a hero. Hawthorne later served with the U.S. Army. He survived by 5 children and more than a dozen grandchildren. So stand tall in heaven, code talker Roy Hawthorne, Frontlines of Freedom, and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing rules and standards our nation should use before sending any American troops into combat. Then we'll learn about the Medal of Honor Museum, talking with Joe Daniels, and of course we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's spring. Go out and run some wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Within minutes, President Donald Trump is expected to announce from the White House the withdrawal of the United States from the Iran nuclear deal. According to sources, President Trump told President Emmanuel Macron of France earlier today. Former Shell President John Hofmeister explains what he believes the oil markets will do after this announcement is made.
I suspect that sanctions would be reimposed, which then puts Iran back in the isolation chamber that they were previously in, which will, I think, cause them to play more havoc within the region.
President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said today that he wants the parameters of an interview between the president and special counsel Robert Mueller to be set by May 17th, which is the 1-year mark when Mueller was appointed to probe possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia's effort to influence the presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruch. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or